is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up, and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Taborn. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jackets fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow. Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bogdan's for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bogdan's up one. Bogdan's up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Hosher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streaked to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Lauderdale girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. It's girls hoops tonight in the Midwest Athletic Conference on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at New Bremen. The Minster Wildcats, New Bremen Cardinals go at it. A lot at stake. Minster needs a victory to wind up 7-2 in the Midwest Athletic Conference and earn a share of the title. Keep in mind that front runners for sales is done in league play. So is Marion Local. St. Henry is in action this evening. If Minster and St. Henry win, they tie those top two clubs and make it a four-way deadlock at the finish in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Again, right now, the Minster Wildcats sit at 6-2 in league play. New Bremen 4-4. Minster 15-6 overall, and New Bremen is 10-11. When you look at these two club seasons, common opponents really don't lie, except for the fact that Minster defeated Anna. New Bremen lost to Anna. Both clubs lost to Versailles. It should be a good game on paper. Two evenly matched teams. Minster gets it done with very well-rounded scoring. Nobody in double figures. New Bremen has got Chloe Homan leading the way at 13 points a game. She is a six-footer. And New Bremen owns an upset victory over Marion Local this year. That happened in the last few weeks early in the season. Minster lost to Marion Local by 12 points. So that could be an outlier of sorts. Minster played the Flyers very early on in the campaign. Should be a good game on paper, even, Stephen. First one to 40 wins, maybe first one to 35 wins.
Yeah, well, I mean, Minster, they're not a great offensive team, but they're a great defensive team, which they always are under Mike West. And they fuel their offense with their defense. And if they turn New Bremen over 15, 20 times today, that's what they need to do to win the basketball game. New Bremen needs to handle the basketball, get the ball down the floor, and then find Homan down on the block and try to get her going offensively.
What to watch out for tonight is Lily Barhorst, who will come in off the bench for Minster. She's gotten some games under her belt. Outstanding performer a year ago, 6'1 senior. She is now getting some time, getting healthier, and she could, before this night is over, get matched up against Chloe Homan on the interior. Between the two clubs, there are two double-figure scorers on the season to this point in time, both for New Bremen. Behind Homan at 13 a game, Michaela Ferks averages 10. Minster is unbelievable in that the Wildcats are incredibly balanced. Addie Inskeep at 7.5, Lydia Mesher at 9, Sadie Niemeyer at close to 6 a game, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other players at 2 and 3 points a game. We saw Lydia Mesher earlier in the season against Rushi. She lit it up. She's capable of scoring 15 or 16 on a given night. JV game here tonight at New Bremen. Minster leads it 26-11. We are 3 minutes into the fourth quarter on senior night here at New Bremen. Minster Wildcats, New Bremen Cardinals. Should be a very good girls MAC game for you. Once again, Minster needs it to earn a share of the Midwest Athletic Conference Girls Championship in hoops. I'm Jack along with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
These two clubs here tonight, the Minster girls, the New Bremen girls, shoot three balls pretty well. Both clubs around 33%. Callie Schmiesing right at 33.5% for Minster. Sadie Niemeyer is pushing 40% behind the arc. The six-footer in the middle for New Bremen is the Cardinals' leading three-point shooter. Chloe Holman's at 32%. Abby Burden, a guard, is at 29%. Minster shoots fouls at just 60% on the year. That's got to improve tonight in order for Minster to win on the road. Holman and Burden for New Bremen are better than 80% at the stripe on the campaign. Minster 44 points a game and New Bremen at 42. JV game working its way down on the clock, 29-11. Minster over New Bremen with 3:13 left here in the fourth quarter of our preliminary tilt. We'll return with more at New Bremen in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com, the pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer once again with Chuck McBee here at New Bremen. Final 60 seconds, preliminary game, 32-11. Minster in the lead over New Bremen. In about 15, 16 minutes, we'll have our varsity tilt tonight between the Wildcats and the Cardinals. Andy Timmerman, head coach here at New Bremen, year number three after 5 years at Rushi. He's a New Bremen graduate back in 2010, finished up at Wright State in 2015. Big win earlier this year for New Bremen over Marion Local, as we noted several minutes ago. New Bremen has won two of its last three, but lost four of its last six. Needs to right itself here on senior night. Cardinals would love to finish 5-4 and over 500 in the Midwest Athletic Conference under head coach Timmerman. According to Coach, offensively, we've had our best practices of the season this week. The girls are excited to play Minster here tonight. And at senior night, that adds a little bit of motivation and adrenaline as well. Of course, a lot of incentive here for the Minster Wildcats this evening. A victory in Minster finishes 7-2 and tied for the top spot on the girls' side in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Mike Wiss, head coach here at Minster, has got a couple of state championships under his belt, 2017 and 18, three state titles in baseball, 11-12 and 17-2. And Coach Wiss has been at the helm of Minster baseball now some 25 years or so. I may have missed a year or two in there. And he's been running Minster's basketball program now for, let's see, eight seasons, succeeding longtime head coach Nan Stecciole, who is on the bench along with Coach Wiss. You may know that back in 2018, after another state title in baseball, Coach Wiss is third in six seasons, that Mike Wiss became the fifth MAC coach to enter the OHSAA Baseball Hall of Fame, joining Coldwater's Luke Brunswick, Parkway's Don Black, Parkway's Mike Shum, and St. Henry's John Dorner. Speaking of baseball, Chuck, like this warmer weather here lately, baseball season just around the corner.
Yeah, I'm looking. We're supposed to have kind of a cool Saturday and Sunday, but then next week's supposed to be up into the low to mid-50s.
Yep.
So I'll take that.
Yep, looking forward to it next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Middle-50s to the south of us. Cincinnati might even push 60 degrees. Minster victorious in our JV tilt, defeating the New Bremen Cardinals. This brings us to our Local Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. On senior night at New Bremen, Local Equipment is a Scores founding partner. It got started with us way back in 2006 and 7. We would not be on the air today without the support, the assistance from Local Equipment, which moved in 1983 from L.A., California to Jackson Center in Shelby County, thus the name L-A-C-A-L, LaCal. And before girls' games, we highlight a player from each team, each young lady under the spotlight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. For Minster here tonight, it's junior Sadie Niemeyer, daughter of Matt and Alyssa, 3.8 GPA, active in the You Are Enough group, youth leadership as well, yearbook, the American Sign Language Club. Not sure about her college choice. Maybe the School of Business. Sadie's got a first cousin, James, who plays on the boys' basketball team, and an older sister, Lexi, who's at UD, and a younger brother, eighth grader, Colby. For New Bremen, the spotlight is on Chloe Holman, six-footer, senior for the Cardinals, 4.0 GPA, daughter of Renee and Shane, takes part in track, distance running, high jump, participates in cross-country, FCA, science club, Rotary Interact, National Honor Society, and student government. She'll pursue college at Wright State or Bowling Green and study business or architecture. Chloe Holman under the spotlight here tonight thanks to Local Equipment. Chloe, by the way, had a 21-point game against Rushi, a 19-point game against Marion Local, her two big starts so far this year. And by the way, the second leading scorer on the Cardinals is Abby Burden. She is the daughter of former 8-year head coach Chris Burden here at New Bremen. We'll have more from here at New Bremen in just a few minutes. Wildcats and Cardinals girls basketball action here tonight in the Midwest Athletic Conference on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982.
too. LaCal proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
And we are about a quarter of an hour away from the start of tonight's game here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. New Bremen Cardinals take the floor to be followed up by the Minster Wildcats. Don't forget, we are on the air tonight in part thanks to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. It's your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key ones for sure. Minster needs a little more oomph in its scoring. Held to just 32 points on Tuesday night at Kaleida in overtime. Minster scored 15 in the first quarter, tallied just 17 in the second, third, fourth quarters, and the Wildcats were blanked in the fourth and lost 40-32. Meanwhile, New Bremen needs to handle the ball against a very good defensive Minster team here tonight. The Cardinals need to lower that number of turnovers. Big keys, building components in this game tonight for these two clubs. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Hey, to get your car or truck running right and back on the road, take that road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru has a terrific reputation for vehicle service and repair, plus 24/7 towing. Myers is second to none, serving Dark Miami and Shelby counties. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. And you can always take advantage of Myers convenience store and drive-thru as well. In Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts, Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Chuck, we just got the official tabulation on the first and second boys teams for the Shelby County Athletic League this year. Voting determined by the coaches here in the past week. First team, Hayden Quinter Rushi. He is the player of the year in Shelby County. Reed Platfoot, also in the first team. Colin Dosick as well, both juniors. Quinter, a senior. Braden Monin, senior. Rushi, Trey Heitkamp, senior. Anna, round out the first team. Second team, Felix Francis, senior. Rushi, Mason Carey, senior. Anna, Braylon Cordonier, junior. Rushi, Lucas Hartle, senior. Jackson Center, and Jordan Herzog, senior. Botkins. That's your top 10 boys side, Shelby County Athletic League. I think the top 10 is probably right on. I might differ slightly in the order, but I'll take that top 10. That is a league or conference all-star team that could probably go up against any Division IV number one league team elsewhere in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, I can't argue with the top 10. I mean, you probably could have put five Rushi kids on there, but you know, you gotta go ahead and make your decisions. You can only have a couple on there, so
or six or seven from Rushi.
Well, yeah, because they got that many. I mean, they got kids coming off the bench that would start for everybody else in the league. So
yeah,
no problem with that. I'm fine with Quinter. I'll tell you, he may not score like he did last year, but if you just watch his effort, the way he plays defense and the way he just flies around and throws his body around, he's well deserving.
Well, when you consider the minutes and playing time he has logged since his freshman year contributing to the varsity, unbelievable what he has given to that varsity program over the last 4 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you look at Mon and you look at
Francis.
I mean, you got three seniors that they're going to be good next year before they're going to miss those kids. They're going to have to make adjustments.
Honorable mention or point getters for the SACL all boys team, Shelby County. Honorable mention players, Evan Myers, Anna, a junior, Ryan Paul, Botkins, a senior, Noah Topp, Botkins, a junior, Drew Westerheide, Fairlawn, a senior, Maxwell Maurer, Fort Loramie, a junior, Lucas Heitkamp, Jackson Center, a junior, and Benjamin York, Rushi, a junior. Benjamin York has started maybe half a dozen games all year long. He comes off the bench, and he makes honorable mention. That alludes to the depth of that Rushi Raiders basketball team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's definitely one of their best five players. But you talk about bringing somebody off the bench and you keep the atmosphere and what you want with your team, keep them all happy.
Yep.
You can't argue with Fort Loramie's girls and what they do, and you can't argue about Rushi's boys.
Understand Ronnie Poling of Rushi and Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie shared the Player of the Year honors on the girls' side this year in the Shelby County Athletic League. A new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com last spring, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Important game here tonight in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Minster needs a win to share top honors with three other clubs in the MAC. Meanwhile, New Bremen on senior night is shooting to advance to 5-4 on the year, conclude the season over 500. Minster would like to get to the 500 mark overall on the campaign. Or I should say New Bremen would. The Cardinals are 10-11 coming into play tonight, 4-4 in the MAC. We'll return with more from here at New Bremen I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, the Wildcats and the Cardinals on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
We'd like to remind you to keep abreast of scoresbroadcast.com for our upcoming schedule. We do know for sure we've got a big game for you tomorrow night from Botkins, Anna Rockets, Botkins Trojans, second, third place on the line in the Shelby County Athletic League. Uncertain yet about our game on Saturday night. We will have action for you on Saturday evening. Next week, a whole host of Kearney games for you. Possible contests on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. Anna boys tip off at 5 o'clock at Northmont on Tuesday evening. So keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. That upset win by New Bremen's girls over Marion Local back on January 18th is a big reason why we have a potential four-way tie atop the standings on the girls' side in the Midwest Athletic Conference after tonight. Minster needs the win, as we've noted a few times already, to earn a share. That upset by New Bremen over Marion Local handed the Flyers on January 18th their second loss in the MAC. Thus, right now, we have four teams with two losses in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Marion Local and Versailles are done at 7-2. Minster and St. Henry going at it tonight in games. Each club 6-2 on the year. May remember head coach Andy Timmerman, Chuck, when he was at Rushi for 5 years, did a splendid job guiding the Raiders, gave the Fort Laramie Redskins fits a few times. Third year here at New Bremen, and in a grudge match of sorts early on this season, way back on December 23rd, New Bremen nipped Rushi at Rushi 31-30. The Raiders playing much better basketball toward the end of the year. I'd like to see those two teams collide now, New Bremen and Rushi girls, at this point in the season after the major improvement by the Rushi Raiders. New Bremen's come a long way as well with two fine double-digit scores.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing them play. I haven't seen them this year. I've heard a lot of things about home, and I like the fact that she's 6 feet tall and goes out there and shoots threes on you. That makes it hard to defend. You don't know who to put on her, really.
Mr. Wildcats with some key victories over the course of the campaign. One very tight loss, almost an upset, in fact, Minster outplayed Fort Loramie back on December 16th. The game you saw, Chuck, Minster lost by just 3, 50-47. Led probably, 60% of that game. Had a small lead midway in the fourth quarter. Minster owns an 8-point victory over Anna. A big 5-point win over St. Henry away from home. St. Henry is up there at the top of the league right now. And Minster defeated Tri-Village here on a Saturday, January 27th. Tri-Village is a club that's got a good shot in D4 girls to make the regional tournament. Minster beat them at the Wildcats gym by a score of 33-28. Head coach Mike Wiss wants a better performance out of his club than it showed on Tuesday night when it lost to Kaleida 40-32 and scored just 17 points over the last 28 minutes of the game.
Well, that's what they've kind of run into this year. If they get into a half-court situation, they're not as good as they are. If they can turn you and run, they want to beat you down the floor, and that's how they want to score. So if you're looking at what they need to do tonight, don't turn the ball over.
Yeah, very well said, and it was turnover haven on Tuesday night up at Kaleida.
Yeah.
A couple of Minster fans told me that between Kaleida and Minster, they were pushing 50 turnovers combined in a 40-32 final in overtime.
That had to be tough to watch.
Hey, don't forget the Rushi Inn has a terrific breakfast. You don't need to search for an early morning breakfast anymore. There's a great one right there in Rushi. Fresh eggs cooking, hot coffee percolating right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. The Rushi Inn. Enjoy breakfast 5:30 to 10. It's the Inn thing for early breakfast away from home. And don't forget, from 11 to 1, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. Enjoy that tenderloin sandwich at the Rushi Inn. It is superb. The popular Inn thing for food out. The Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. Girls basketball upcoming in just a matter of minutes. It is Minster on the road here at New Bremen. Big game tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging
and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Their experience and integrity qualified them for their fourth part of this basketball competition.
Andy Timmerman, head coach of the New Bremen Cardinals, a graduate of New Bremen High School and Wright State University. Mike West went to Minster, graduated from Minster High School in 1989, went on to earn his bachelor's degree at the University of Dayton, later his master's in educational administration from UD. Those are the two head coaches here tonight. And both have done superb jobs leading their respective girls' programs through this season. Starting lineups being introduced for the Minster Wildcats. Opening five is as follows. Addie Inskeet, just under 8 points a game, but a forward, 5'10 junior, joined by Lydia Mesher, over nine a game, a 5'10 senior. Sadie Niemeyer, 5.5 points a game, a guard. She is a junior at 5'5, and a larger, 5'8" forward, a senior. Kayla Lamb, 5'11" power forward, a senior. Those two young ladies average about 3 points per game. And I'm sure we will see Lily Barhorst, who missed a big chunk of the season. She was out. She is coming back. Is much, much healthier. And no doubt will be on the court tonight, battling Chloe Holman for the New Bremen Cardinals in the middle. We'll return in 30 seconds with more. So we'll keep it right here. We'll keep it right here. The lights have been turned back on. Opening five for New Bremen, Marina Nelson, 5'7" junior guard. Mia Hurstfield, also in the opening five. She's a 5'7" junior guard. Mary Rindler on the front line, a 5'9 sophomore, joined by Michaela Burks, a 5'10 freshman who's had a very good year at 10 points a game. Chloe Holman is in the opening five for the New Bremen Cardinals. She is a 6 foot senior in the middle. And Abby Burden rounds out the opening quintet. She is a 5'6" senior guard. Nelson averaging 7 a game. Hirschfield at 2 per contest. Rindler is at 4 per game. And Chloe Holman is at 13 per contest. And Burden is at about 4 points per game. Opening 5 for the New Bremen Cardinals. Lights not yet to be turned back on.
There we go. I was hoping they'd turn and keep them off. That'd be fun.
Gave me a challenge running down the starting lineups. I was mistaken. Burks is not in the opening five. It's Nelson, Hirschfield, Rindler, Holman, Burden for New Bremen. And it's Inskeet, Mesher, Niemeyer, Larger, Lamb for the Minnesota Wildcats. Opening tip, nearly a tie-up, loose ball, tug-of-war for it, and New Bremen comes away with it. Dribbling into the forecourt to the right is Marina Nelson, 7 point score on the year. Hands it off to Mia Hirschfield, 5'7" junior. Ball whistled through the air out front to Burden. New Bremen's run 30 seconds off the clock. Here's Chloe Holman, the 6 footer, head of the key, on a weave to Hirschfield. 3 point shooter sets up, lets one fly. It's Holman behind the screen from Hirschfield. The ball banged off the rim, went out of bounds in the corner. Wildcats will bring it down. New Bremen worked the ball chuck for nearly 40 seconds and settled for a lengthy three-pointer.
Well, I mean, Holman's the one they want shooting a three, but I'm not sure you work it that long to shoot a three.
Here is Minster attacking to our left. Wildcats going from right to left on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. New Bremen from left to right. New Bremen, the home white cardinal red numerals outlined in gold. Minster with the black orange numbers trimmed in white. Minster taking about a half minute off the clock. Finally, a long lob down inside to Inskeep. Hands off on the baseline to a teammate who jumps, shoots, and hits. Nice shot by Anna Larger, 5'8 forward. Little 15-footer. She was available. Nice assist from a teammate. And it's 2-0 in favor of Minster. Holman dribbling some more. Stumbles into the lane for New Bremen, falls down, then releases the ball out on top, and it goes over and back against New Bremen.
Yeah, she lost her balance and had nobody to really throw it to, and Hirschfeld made an effort, but she couldn't get to it.
Wildcats in front, 2-0. Minster will bring it down. Lamb lobs in backcourt to Niemeyer. Niemeyer to Inskeep. High left with the ball. It's Larger. Screen set on the play by Mesher. Still behind the arc. Attacking Minster. It's Lamb. It's Niemeyer. Lobbing into the post to Inskeep. Swiped on the play by Holman of New Bremen. Outlet to Nelson. Nelson up to Hirschfeld in the left corner. On top to Burden, who bangs a three off the backboard. Long rebound by Holman. Holman to Nelson. New Bremen still controls. 2-0 Minster. We play 2 minutes 10 seconds. Trying to turn the corner. Hirschfeld can't do it. Gives it up to Holman, left corner. Drives on the play against Inskeep through the lane. Baseline right to Nelson. Nelson goes below the backboard, and she's clouded on the arm while shooting a runner. She's got 2 free throws coming. Marina Nelson shoots 2 for New Bremen, which is down 2-0. We played nearly 2.5 minutes, opening period. Shotman Nelson on the way. Yep. 2-1. Minster. Quick substitution. Michaela Ferks, 10 points a game in a hurry off the bench for Abby Burden of New Bremen. Yeah. Second free throw on the money for Nelson. Tied up at 2 apiece.
Yeah, he started his senior and got her a couple of minutes, and now they're going to go with their normal starters.
Outside the arc on the left, it's Lamb for Minster. Gives it up straight away to Mesher. Mesher swings it right corner to Inskeep. There's a sloppy pass by Minster in the left corner of the floor, and New Bremen steals. Here come the Cardinals up the floor. Ferks into the lane. Battled away by Minster. Ball rolling into backcourt. And the Wildcats scoop it up and lay it in. Larger's got 2 straight baskets for the Wildcats.
Well, it was going to be an over and back, but New Bremen quit going after it and gave up a basket instead of an over and back.
4-2 in favor of the Wildcats. 4:54 to go here in the first. Cardinals Holman zips down the floor, dribbles into the corner, through the lane area, still on the bounce, back to the basket, a leaner, it is off the flange, no good, rebound out of bounds off Minster. Holman took the ball 60 feet away, did a lot of dribbling, maneuvering, got a pretty good look, couldn't get it to go. Minster deflected it over the end line, 4-2. Minster by a basket, Minster will throw in baseline left. Ball fired into the corner, or I should say New Bremen will throw in, and it's deflected ever so slightly by Minster and goes out of bounds.
Minster subbed in Lily Barhorse on that one. I'm anxious to see how well she moves.
Lily Barhorse, 6'1" senior, on the court for the Cats. Here's New Bremen attacking top of the circle. Hallie Kenning, 5'10 freshman, hands off to Holman behind her. Long, high-arching launch. Missed the three ball. Rebounded by Minster. Quickly forecourt to her left. Here's a triple fired up by Sadie Niemeyer. Hit the backboard rim. Swirled out. New Bremen has the ricochet. 4-2 Minster. Here's a good drive into the lane by the Cardinals. It's Michaela Ferks. Boy, she put that ball under her right armpit. Barged down the right lane line and attracted a 2-shot foul. Nicely done by Ferks, who strolls to the stripe. A chance to tie it. New Bremen without a field goal so far. Third free throw is good. For New Bremen, the starter Burden right back on the floor, 5'6 senior. Second shot by Ferks is up, and it's good. So Bremen has swished four free throws. This is a 70% free throw shooting team on the year, and we have seen evidence of that so far. 4 minutes gone, opening quarter, tied at four. Minster throws it cross court. It goes on the play to Lamb. Skip to the near side to Sadie Niemeyer. Niemeyer goes low post up to Barhorst, and Holman's all over her and rips it away. Holman on the steal. 3:46 left in the first. We're tied up at four. On the arc for New Bremen, it's Burden, and she lost the ball. Niemeyer gobbled it up and commits a turnover.
And that's seven turnovers, four for Minster, three for New Bremen.
Tied up at four, 3:38 left to go here in the opening period. Inbounding the ball, Cardinals, Burden to her right. Airmails it to Holman, top of the key. Barhorst on her. Holman down the lane, low on the left. Shot fake, up strong, good. And a foul on Barhorst. 6-4 New Bremen, Holman to the stripe. Boy, you can tell when Holman gets down below the foul line, Chuck. That's a tough matchup for Minster here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, she's got good length. She's got long arms.
Foul shot is perfect. 5 for 5 at the charity stripe for the Cardinals, who lead at 7-4 with 3:28 to go here in the first. Here's Barhorst in the post, back to the basket. On the arc to Niemeyer for Minster. Ball given up on the play to Lydia Mesher. Now it's dealt to Annie Hemmelgarn. Head coach Mike Wiss goes 10 deep. A lot of performers play. Nobody averages double digits. Outside the arc of the left, it's Mesher, high right to Niemeyer. She pedals into the lane. Shot blocked on the play. Well done by Holman. Loose ball picked up by the Cardinals. Long throw down the floor. New Bremen to Kenning. Three-point shooter, right throw. It's Burden. It's Burden. It's good. Three-point ball. Abby Burden, 10-4 New Bremen. Burden, a good three-point shooter, over 30%. Poured one in right there. Minster must come back with a hoop here. 8 straight points by the Cardinals. 2:33 left first quarter. Here's Barhorst in the lane on the arc to Mesher. Mesher to larger left corner. Out on top to Mesher. Fires to a teammate down low on the left. It is caught on the play by Kayla Lamb, and she drops in a four-footer. Nice play by Lamb. 10-6. Minster down four. 2:13 left to go here in the first quarter. Steal, backcourt, Minster. Driving, spin move, good. Lamb again. Larger two buckets. Lamb two buckets for Minster. 10-8 New Bremen. 1:56 to go, first quarter. Minster pressure gave New Bremen fits. Earned the steal. Last throw in by New Bremen. 1:45 to go in the first. Burden down the left side, kicked out of bounds by Minster. Action picking up, Chuck. Spirited game tonight. Excited crowd.
Yeah, the crowd's helping. They got their pep band here. And I'll tell you what, they're doing what they have to do right now. They got a two-point lead.
New Bremen's got the ball deep in the left corner. It's Hallie Kenning. Screens for Burden. And she jettisons a triple off the flange. No good. Rebound of a Kenning. Foul over the back on Minster. 1:34 to go here in the first quarter. 10-8 New Bremen. We are right next to the New Bremen boys student section. They are loud. They're jumping up and down. You may hear the megaphone every now and then. You may hear feet pounding on the bleacher floor. Ball inbounded by New Bremen to Nelson in the corner. Inside to Holman. Oh, a nice breakup on the play by Minster, which steals. Long lead out. Wildcats down the floor. Shot fake in the lane. Up and in by Hemmelgarn. Minster puts in six straight. Nice answer by the Wildcats, who are down 10-4. And we are tied up at 10. 1:10 to go, first period. New Bremen, forecourt to her right. Nelson on the arc. Picked up by Larger. Nelson dribbling, rotates it outside the arc on the left to Ferks. Near steal by Minster. Ball given up to Hirschfield. On a weave to Holman. Tries to turn the corner, can't do it. Good defense by Barhorst. Back cutting toward the rim is Ferks. Ball fed to her. Scratched away by Minster. It's on the deck, and it's ruled a jump. 47.4 to go here in the first. Arrow favors Minster, a chance for the Wildcats to get the lead. New Bremen led at 10-4 with 2:50 to go in the first. In the last 2 minutes, a real nice 6-0 run by the Cats.
I was thinking timeout, but Mike Wiss knows his team better than I do.
Here's Hemmelgarn, far left side. Gives it up out on top to Larger. Larger pitch and catch with Kayla Lamb. Ball swung right wing to Abriana Webker, who's in now. Abriana gives it up straight away to her teammate, then gets it back. Long three ball by Webker. Oh, it hit the back rim, went way up in the air, plummeted down, went around two or three times and came out. Tough break. Rebound, New Bremen, which throws it away. Steele, Minster. Here's a two-on-two break. Oh, what a beautiful driving layup. Larger has her third field goal for Minster. Here's a long heave by New Bremen from midcourt. Hits the backboard. Rim no good. And the first period ends. And it was a good one at New Bremen. 12-10 Minster after one on scores. Broadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, a nice rally by the Minster Wildcats, who once trailed 10-4 with under 3 minutes to go in that first quarter. Minster dropped home the last 8 points of that first stanza to lead it 12-10. Anna Larger, three big hoops. She was our Wisebridge player of that first quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. It's your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Second quarter starts with a bang. New Bremen quickly gets two inside shots from point-blank range. Can't get either one to go. Minster on a run-out down the floor to her left. And a foul is called against New Bremen. Minster's possession, far side of the floor. Wildcats up two after trailing by six. Niemeyer in backcourt, being checked by Mia Hirschfeld. It's not Maya, and it's not Hirschfield. It is Mia Hirschfeld. I think I got the Mia right earlier. Here is Minster handling the ball, left corner, Niemeyer, and she is hounded too aggressively. Foul against New Bremen with 7:26 left in the second. 12-10 Minster.
I don't think Rindler liked that call, but she got a little bit of wrist on that reach in.
Ball inbounded way out of the arc. It is handled by Larger for Minster. Is that a zone defense by New Bremen, Chuck?
Yeah, they're playing 2-3.
Has it been a 2-3 all the way?
Yeah, they've been playing zone the entire time.
Minster in a man-to-man, and New Bremen in a zone.
Nice.
Oh, here's a nifty drive down the lane. Scoop shot near the rim. Shoveled toward the basket by Lydia Mesher. Oh, it hung on the front iron, fell off. And the rebound was cradled by Holman of the Cardinals. Minster missed a chance to go up four there. Here's a travel four-court right by New Bremen. Sliding on the play was the Cardinals' Michaela Ferks. She tried to come to a halt on a dime. Foul line extended right, couldn't get it done. Well, New Bremen has not scored in better than 4 minutes, close to 4.5 minutes, overlapping two quarters, the first and the second. And Minster's on an eight-point run here. Top of the circle for Minster, it's Mesher. Mesher far wing. It goes on the play to Annie Hemmelgarn. Back to Larger. Zone defense as Hirschfeld comes out to greet the Wildcats. Hemmelgarn, ball given back to Mesher straight away. near side to Niemeyer. Zips a pass down low to a teammate. Spinning with the left hand and scoring is Addie Inske.
I like Inske, boys. He plays, he is tough around the basket.
What a nice assist on the play by Niemeyer from 20 feet away. And it's 14-10 in favor of Minster. New Bremen in backcourt having trouble. It is Holman who gets it at midcourt, drives baseline right, off balance, difficult shot, good defense, Minster. Ball hit the rim, flared to the corner, tie-up occurs, arrow favors Minster. Tell you what, Chuck, New Bremen's got to find alternative shooters in addition to Holman.
Absolutely, and it's physical out there. New Bremen's going to have to realize that they're not calling the bumps inside.
Top of the circle, Mesher, foul line Larger, puts it on the deck. Oh, what a nifty drive. 8 points, Larger. Well done. Beautiful. 16-10, Minster. 12 straight for the Wildcats. 5:35 to go. Second quarter of play. Dribbling midcourt for the Cardinals. It's first. Here comes the double team. Throws down the right side to Holman in the corner. And the pressure got to New Bremen. It went off the shoe of Holman out of bounds. And right now the Cardinals are reeling.
Well, this is what you expect when you play Minster. I mean, Coach Timmerman is not shocked by what they're doing defensively. They just need to handle the ball better.
Niemeyer to Larger, left wing. Wonder how much longer New Bremen plays this zone. Down six. High left with the ball, Lamb. Lamb dribbles on top. Pitch and catch near wing with Larger. Minster looks the zone over. Here's a skip pass, cross court on the play to Niemeyer. Inside the arc on the left, it's Larger. High Archer, short, no good. Oh, look at the offensive stick back. Yes, Mesher gets it. 18-10, Minster. 4:48 to go, second quarter. Coach Timmerman has seen enough. Timeout Cardinals on scorersbroadcast.com.
Rich's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker on County Road 25A, a mile north of Sydney, and see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs, or give them a call at 937-492-1857. Barker Insurance, a mile north of I-75, south of Anna, north of Sydney. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Oh, a lot of dribbling here by New Bremen, which almost lost the ball. Burden dribbles into trouble in the left corner. Throws foul line to Holman. Back to the basket. Foul from the rear on Inske. First on Minster here in the second period. Two on New Bremen. 18-10, Minster in the lead. Wildcats performing a lot better here in the second period than they did at Kaleida on Tuesday night.
That was the second foul on Inske. She has to sit down.
We played half the second quarter. Burden dribble drive into the paint for New Bremen. Below the foul line, back to the basket. Errant pass by the Cardinals. Another turnover. Here comes Mesher down the floor to Niemeyer. Cross court skip pass to Larger. Larger hands off to a teammate who jumps and shoots from the right wing. It is no good by Lamb off the flange. Long rebound to Lamb. Foul line extended left. Missed it. No good. Oh, bodies fly. Tumbling down. Two white shirts. Two black shirts. Everybody hops up fairly quickly. That was a thud, Chuck.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. The two Minster players hit each other, and the New Bremen player rolled out from underneath them. So they took the worst of the hit.
18-10 in favor of Minster. 3:39 to go here in the second quarter.
Andy Timmerman at Rushi, he loved to play 2-3 zone, and they played it really well.
Yep, so far, Minster has handled it. Here is New Bremen dribbling up the floor into the corner. It's Burden. Holman, right baseline, tries to drive, shut off by Barhorst. And high on the right to Ferks. Ferks darts down the right side of the lane and banks it in off the window. 10-point score on the year. Michaela Ferks nets a deuce. 18-12 Minster. New Bremen's first points in 8 minutes. Here's a left corner three by Minster. Short. Rebounded by the Cardinals.
That was sneezing. You can't see that far down there. I saw her go to the corner, though.
18-12 Minster by six. New Bremen attacking straight away. It is Ferks. Gives it up right wing to Nelson. On top to Burden. Left side pass Ferks. Coming out to catch is Kenning. Lobbing toward Holman at the mid post. And it's tipped away out of bounds off Barhorst. I tell you what, Lily giving a good account of herself defensively in the middle on Holman.
Seems like she's moving okay.
Only 12 points for New Bremen with 2:43 to go here in the second quarter. And New Bremen had 10 points in the first 5 minutes, 10 seconds of this game. Ball lobbed into Holman in the corner. Turning the corner on a weave is Ferks. Doesn't shoot, gives it to Burden. Back to Ferks. Foul line extended right. Explodes down the paint. Defensive foul against Minster. Free throws coming here for New Bremen. Tell you what, Chuck, Cardinals shoot fouls so well. They do their very best to attract the two-shot fouls while driving to the hoop. Although this one is ruled on the floor. And New Bremen will throw in below the rim to the left.
Well, I don't know what she was doing if she wasn't shooting it.
Not me neither.
Did I have an eraser? So it works.
Looked like a two-shot situation to me. Ball inbounded to Rindler. Rindler right in front. Loops up an eight-footer. It skips off the rim. No good. Foul over the back of the rebound against New Bremen. 18-12 Minster. 2:26 left first quarter. Again, with under three to play in the opening period, it was 10-4 New Bremen. Since then, a 14-2 run by the Wildcats. Here's Larger, right side to Hemmelgarn for Minster. Ball bounced down the right side to teammate Callie Schmiesing. Rotated left flank on the play to Lydia Mescher. Ball high overhead. Straight away handed to Larger. Near side to Hemmelgarn. Is New Bremen still in the zone, Chuck?
Yep, still playing 2-3.
High left, it's Hemmelgarn. Minster, for certain, taking time off the clock. Ball lob low, baseline left for Larger. Rebound, or I should say the loose ball is pinballed around, and New Bremen tracks it down, trailing by six. Ball thrown in the middle to Holman on the arc to Burden. Burden looks for a back cutter. Not available. Hands off to Kenning. Kenning deals to Ferks. Ferks enters the paint area. Little jump shot from 10. Off the heel, no good. Kenning scraps for the rebound with a Minster player ruled arrow. And New Bremen keeps it. A minute 21 to go, second quarter. 18-12 Minster. Cardinals inbound to our right. Holman in the paint sets a screen. Ball delivered to Nelson. The starting guard is back in, and it's kicked out of bounds in the corner. Minster got a piece of it. New Bremen will try once more. Starter Mia Hirschfeld, 5'7 junior, will trigger deep corner of the floor. Throws it out high to Nelson, who has to save it at the boundary. It's thrown right back into a Minster player. Here come the Wildcats down the court. A travel, a double dribble called. Turnover back to New Bremen.
Sloppy.
How many turnovers between the two?
16. 11 by New Bremen, 5 for Minster.
1:13 to go, second quarter. We're stuck at 18-12 in favor of Minster. Wildcats on defense. New Bremen throws the ball to midcourt from below the rim. Picked off by Minster. Another miscue. Ball skip cross-court to Mescher. Long triple in the air. Off the heel. No good. Rebound below the rim by Minster, though. And then it is deflected out of bounds in the corner by Minster. New Bremen ball, 10 players in backcourt. Minster continues to apply the pressure. Head coach Mike Wiss has played, at least 10 so far in this game. And he can afford to keep people fresh and put the heat on.
Yeah, I mean, they play a lot, and they will not take the pressure off the whole game.
Ball inbounded in backcourt to Holman of New Bremen, and Minster manages to scrape the ball free, rolls into the corner, out of play, touch last by New Bremen. One bad toss after another. Ball inbounded to Mesher, low on the left for New Bremen. I think we're going to have another tie-up. It's on the deck, rule to jump. And Minster gets a timeout before the arrow is observed. It'll be Minster possession when we come back. A minute to go, first half, 18-12, Wildcats on scorersbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Inbounding in forecourt is Minster. It's Mesher. 49 seconds to go, first half. Ball dumped down inside to Lily Barhorst, and she muscles toward the rim and draws a two-shot foul. Good effort by Lily.
Yeah, I like the fact she was calling for the ball that time, too. I heard her say, give it to me.
Boy, she was down almost below the net, had the opposing post player on her hip. First free throw, front rim, backboard, good. 19-12, Minster. Final 48 ticks, first half. Second shot, Barhorst, yep. 8-point advantage, Minster. 45 seconds to go here in the first half. New Bremen has been stymied since the 3-minute mark of the first, held to 2 points in the last 11 minutes of this game. New Bremen straight away with the ball. It is Ferks. Ferks is hemmed in, top of the circle, must get rid of it. 5-second count was on. Ball fed to Nelson down the right side of the lane, nearly walked. 20 seconds to go, first half. Here's Burden, back to the hoop, picked up by Mesher. High right, it goes to Ferks. She backs down, baseline right. Nice toss into the lane to Holman. Turnaround, six-footer, wide right. 7 seconds to go, rebound Minster. Outlet, Wildcats, down the floor, Niemeyer. To Larger, to Niemeyer, sends one up in the air off the backboard, and it is no good as the first half finishes. Minster 20, New Bremen 12 after 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
It is halftime at New Bremen here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Minster 20, New Bremen 12. Here at halftime, a power outage for New Bremen, which went up 10-4, 5 minutes into this game over the last 11 minutes of this first half. A great run by Minster, which outscored New Bremen 16-2, and thus the Wildcats lead it by 8, 20-12. Our halftime brought to you by J&J Brodigam in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck?
Well, New Bremen has a 10-9 rebounding advantage and 4-3 on the offensive boards. They turned the ball over 13 times in the first half. 6 for the Wildcats, 2-2 from the free throw line. New Bremen 5-5. Individual scoring, Firks led the Cardinal with 4. They got 3 from Holman, 3 from Burden, 2 from Nelson. They scored 10-2, 12 points for the half. Minster led by Anna Larger with 8. They got 4 from Kayla Lamb, and then 2 each from Hemelgarn, Inskeep, Mesher, and Barhorst. They scored 12-8, and they lead it 20-12 at the half.
Hey, after a slow start, Minster's defense has been mighty stingy.
Yeah, they played really well defensively, and that's gotten them some points. So
Chloe Holman having a hard time getting free in the lane. Of course, Minster spying on her, but Holman's not gotten the freedom she'd like. Some shots, but not good ones. And over the last 9-10 minutes of that first half, New Bremen did not get very many good shots at the basket thanks to Minster's D.
Yeah, Inskeep did a real nice job on Holman in the first half.
20-12, Minster over New Bremen after two quarters. Our halftime presented to you by J&J Brodigam in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Broadagum. Yes, Broadagum, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Broadagum, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Broadagum.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Welcome back to New Bremen here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports, 20-12. It is Minster ahead of New Bremen. A great defensive first half with the Minster Wildcats. Anna Larger really provided spark offensively. Say, we've been doing business for 40 years now, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. We are Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, your family salon for mom, dad, the adult, children, all the kids. Cutaway, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. Deb Dubow, owner and stylist. Other stylists, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Chuck, time for a 30-second break. Let's take it before our third quarter starts. 20-12, Minster over New Bremen on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Well, Minster possession to start the second half. New Bremen's offense needs an about face. It may be that the Cardinals trigger some scoring with good defensive play because of the half court. Minster's defense has halted New Bremen through the first two quarters of this game.
Well, the problem with a 2-3 zone, it is not designed to get a lot of steals.
Minster in front by 8 points, opening 20 seconds, third quarter of action. Top of the circle, Larger for Minster, hangs on, gives it to Niemeyer, deep right corner. Still a shifting zone by New Bremen. It doesn't work. Minster player freed up outside the arc on the left. It's Lamb. It's ruled a long two-pointer, 22-12 on the jumper, but Kayla Lamb. Minster just worked it and worked it and worked it, and they just outworked the zone. And then New Bremen, like it's done the entire game, throws it away. Minster returns the favor with a long cross-court pass off of Lamb out of bounds. 7:06 to go in the third. A 10-point lead, Chuck, in a game like this is enormous.
Well, when the team that's down 10, it's only scored 12 for the game, yes.
and has turned it over left and right. As the Cardinals have, here's Holman, staggered into the lane, nearly walked, gave it up to Burden, head of the key. Oh, good scrap by Minster. Ball shaken free. Larger finds it. She's out in front and blew the gimme. Rebounded by New Bremen the other way. It's Mia Hirschfeld. Gives it up on the arc to Nelson. Nelson dropped the ball. Minster stole it back. Here's Larger, one-on-one against Hirschfeld. Laid it up strong, no good. Oh, what a rebound by Niemeyer. Hands behind her to a teammate. Jump shot, Mesher, no good. Rebound volleyballed into the corner. Minster's got it. Another tie-up results. Arrow favors New Bremen. 22-12, Minster in the lead over New Bremen. And the New Bremen Cardinals have scored just 2 points since 3 minutes remained in the first quarter. Count up the minutes. That's 13 minutes of this game, 2 points for New Bremen.
And they only have 3 baskets for the game.
Minster once trailed 10-4. It's an 18-2 run. Another errant toss by New Bremen. Picked off by Mesher. Up ahead to Larger. Larger to Niemeyer for three. Strong, no good. Weak side rebound. Punched out of bounds by New Bremen. Minster will throw in below the rim. 6:04 to go, third quarter. Boy, New Bremen needs a big turnaround in the point production department. Or this game is Minster's.
Well, they've turned it over 4 more times in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter.
Larger foul line extended right. Gives it up on top to Mesher. She goes baseline. Three-point land, Niemeyer. She launches. Short, no good. Ball sprays off the rim. Long board. Cardinals down the floor to Rindler. To the spot-up three-point shooter, Ferks. Off to the left. Minster gets the carom. Nice board work by Inskeep. Outlet down the floor to Larger. Larger gives it up to Lamb. Now to Niemeyer, who sets the attack. 5:33 to go, third quarter. 10-point lead, Minster. Ball rotated high left to Lamb. Lamb looks, skips it cross-court to Larger. Is that still a zone by New Bremen, Chuck?
Yep, still playing that 2-3.
Wow. Head of the key, Inskeep. Niemeyer, ball pitched back and forth. It goes to Lamb down the right side for Minster, still in the arc. Minster's Hirschfeld on Larger. Zone still deployed by New Bremen. Ball dropped outside the arc on the left by Minster. Recovery. Goes on the play to Mesher, who was baseline left. Fires to Niemeyer on top. Very poor pass. Intercepted by New Bremen. Here's a drive down the floor. Hard driving layup by Nelson is good. Breaks the ice for New Bremen. 22-14 Minster. Very poor throw by Minster, leading to that breakout basket by New Bremen. Here's a long triple, high right. Mesher sinks it for Minster. Boy, that's a backbreaker for New Bremen. Timeout called, Cardinals 25-14. Minster 4:28 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, what a bucket there by Mesher. You knew sooner or later she was going to airmail in a long one. She's a fine outside shooter, streaky. She connected there, giving Minster its biggest lead of this game, 11-25-14. Big play by Mesher, the Wisebridge play of the third quarter for Minster. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. As the ball is stolen on the play by Inskeep of Minster. Another turnover, New Bremen. Layup, Wildcats, who lead by 13. So begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge.
big three-pointer, but Mesher, a moment ago, your Wisebridge play of the period. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Here is Minster after the timeout. A drive down the lane, scooped up by Mesher, deflected on the play by Minster, or I should say by New Bremen, which comes away with the ball. Long three, airmailed by Burden from outside. Good! Burden connects. She can be a hot three-point shooter. Right around 30-31% on the year. Poured one in then. The 13-point lead for Minster is now 10, 27-17. Cardinals trail. Mesher for Minster. Lobbing down low to Inskeep. And over her back is a New Bremen player. And it's clawed free by the Cardinals. Goes out of bounds. It'll be played in by Minster. It's ruled an arrow jump, and it's given to New Bremen. Cardinal fans thought there was a foul on Minster. No such call. 27-17, New Bremen in the lead, or I should say Minster in the lead, with 3:21 to go in the third quarter. Biggest lead for Minster a moment ago at 27-14. Burden with a triple trying to spark the Cardinals. Here's a 5 second count. Burden can't get it in. Oh, Minster was spying on every single player on the floor for the Cardinals, and Burden had no options.
They just stood. Nobody went and set a screen.
Minster inbounding below the rim. It's Mesher on the arc to Niemeyer. 10-point lead, Minster. 3:12 to go, third quarter. Far left wing, it's Annie Himmelgard on the dribble. Back to Niemeyer. Niemeyer picked up by Nelson. Dribbling, Minster milking the clock. Straddling the arc on the left is Himmelgard, who peers in, goes to the post to Barhorst. Inside, outside to Niemeyer. Foul line extended right, doesn't shoot. Straight away, ball dealt to Mesher. Back to Niemeyer for a trifecta. It is lipping the rim, no good. Rebound to Bremen. Stolen by Mesher. Mesher got the theft. Baseline left. Dove into the lane. Was clocked on the play by a New Bremen player and is awarded two. 27-17, Minster by 10. 2:41 to go here in the third quarter. Free throw, Mesher clangs off the back iron. Second shot here for Lydia. Minster needs a win to earn a share of the MAC conference on the girls' side. Second shot, Mesher flares off the iron into the right corner. Out of bounds to New Bremen. Chloe Holman has gotten a long respite, is back on the floor now for the Cardinals. Boy, she needs to inspire this club. Ball inbounded to her in backcourt.
She had a three-point play in the first quarter. She hasn't scored since.
Barhorst on Holman. Here's the double team. Outside the arc of the left, Holman has to give it up. Ball dealt to Nelson. Nelson scoots down the lane. Arches one up, motoring toward the basket. It is no good. High off the backboard. Is it ruled a two-shot foul? Yep.
Wow.
Head coach Mike Wiss wanted that one called on the floor. Well, he did not get the break.
No, that's because she was fouled as she was driving to the basket. But hey, I think they've done a pretty nice job calling the game tonight.
Free throw by Nelson, front rim, backboard in. 27-18. New Bremen, once down to 13, is within 9. Make it 8. Boy, this Cardinals team, Chuck, best ladies free throw shooting team I've seen all year.
At a 7-for-7.
And shoot it at 70% or better on the campaign. 8-point game. Barhorst open in the paint. Spin move. Bank shot. Deflected on the play by Holman. Rebound punched out by Minster. New Bremen now a chance to make a run here late in the third. 5 straight points for the Cardinals. 27-19 Minster. 10 players in backcourt. New Bremen inbounds. Trailing by 8. 2:08 left in the third. dribbling hard up the right side. Nelson over guarding Minster. Down to 2:06 remaining here in the third quarter. Barhorst on Holman. Barhorst now checks out. Back in Inskeep for Minster. Anna Larger back on the hardwood for Minster as well. Here is New Bremen's Burden at midcourt, looking for a receiver. Throws in backcourt toward the other hoop. Caught over the shoulder by Nelson. Up the floor to Ferks. Dribbles to the top of the circle. Down the right lane line. High point on the right. Fed to Nelson. Ball whipped into the left corner. Holman dashes across the lane. Nearly dragged the pivot foot. Through to Burden. Right back in it goes to Holman. Good play by Inskeep, who got the tie-up and the arrow and the possession. Not a clean handle by Holman. Good play, Minster.
Well, Holman went across the lane. I'm not sure why she didn't shoot the basketball.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, Chuck. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. New Bremen had a chance there to cut it to 5 or 6. Did not convert. Minster controlling the ball. High left. It is Larger. 30 feet away to Lamb. Left wing Inskeep. Nice pass down inside. Mesher hooked it up with the left. Oh, she is said to have used the forearm to fend off the New Bremen defender. Offensive foul, Wildcats. Possession, New Bremen down 8. A minute 19 to go here in the third quarter. Burden inbounding in backcourt. It's Holman. She's 80 feet away from the rim. Good defense, Minster. Three-quarter court. Burden timeline. Defense Larger. 10-second count is on. Timeout, head coach Timmerman. 71 seconds to go, third quarter. Minster by 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Well, we are very late in the third quarter. A minute 11 to go. Minster up by 8 points. 27-19. New Bremen scored the last 5. Minster hasn't scored in close to 3 minutes. Here's New Bremen. Long lob from midcourt, inbounds to the other end. Minster picks it off. Another mistake on the floor by New Bremen. There have been tons of them tonight. Deep left corner, Minster handles. Mesher, Niemeyer, baseline left. Left open, short corner. How about that? It is handled by Sadie Niemeyer, 5'5 junior guard. She got boxed in momentarily, then defenders left her. She decided to shoot and then was pounded from the backside. A couple of free throws for Niemeyer. No good. Hit the rim. Sprayed to the right. Minster not shooting fouls well. New Bremen's red hot at the stripe. That's keeping the Cardinals within striking distance, the foul shooting category. Niemeyer swishes this one to make it 28-19. Minster up 9. 55 ticks to go, third quarter. New Bremen inbounds to Holman. Holman in backcourt, left-hand dribble. Inskeep on her. Holman retreats. Throws to Burden. Burden timeline. Just steps ahead over center court in the nick of time. Burden down the right side. Over guarding. Pressured by Niemeyer. Team foul 4 on Minster here in the third quarter. Next one, New Bremen will shoot.
Cardinals worked it down to 8, Chuck. Now it's 9. New Bremen's got to make hay on this possession.
Yeah, if they can score here, I mean, they're right back in the ballgame.
New Bremen inbounds, Burden, Nelson, deep right corner, sets, shoots the high-arching three, barely caught iron, long rebound to Lamb, outlet to Larger, Larger head to Inskeep for the three-on-two break, up and in, beautifully mastered by the Wildcats, who lead it 30-19. 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. In backcourt, it's Nelson for New Bremen to Burden. Burden pressure by Niemeyer. Up the right side to Ferks. Goes behind the back to work it over the center line. Dribble drive down the lane. All the way to the rack. Lays it up around, around. In! And a foul on Minster. Nicely done, Michaela Ferks of the Cardinals with 4 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And it's a 9-point game. Ferks with an opportunity to continue the string of successfully made free throws by New Bremen. Ferks is way off the mark, though. Rebound Minster. 2 seconds to go. Ball fed over the timeline to Mesher. Hits Larger on the run, and she can't get it off in time. 9-point lead, Minster, after three. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
The students are out in full force tonight. It's the Route 66 rivalry. New Bremen and Minster, Midwest Athletic Conference. And Minster leads it by 9, 30-21. We're set to start the fourth quarter. Minster's biggest lead in this game was at 27-14. It's now a 9-point contest. New Bremen once led, believe it or not, by 6, 10-4 in the first. Thanks to Jeff Bray, who down in South Carolina has just fed us a tournament score in Southwest Ohio. Division III girls, Houston 47, Dixie 35. Thank you, Jeff. Midcourt with the ball, Ferks for New Bremen. High post left. It's fed on the play to Hirschfeld of New Bremen. She put up a jump shot, missed it off the rim, no good. Rebound chased down in the corner, out of bounds off New Bremen.
Well, that would have been a big three, and it was right on line, just a teeny bit short.
Here comes Minster to midcourt, ahead by 9, opening 20 seconds, fourth stanza. Ball whipped into the deep left corner to Larger. Out on top to Lamb, skips it to Mesher. Good shot, fake baseline. Poor choice there. Throws the ball into the paint. Two white jerseys in front of it. And New Bremen makes the steal. Here come the Cardinals down the floor. Whistling toward the rim goes Hallie Kenning. Missed the gimme. Fouled, though, in the act of shooting. Boy, that was a big opportunity there to slice it to 7 and get a chance at the stripe. Now two free throws for Kenning. First one is good. 30-22. Minster by 8. 7:20 to go here in the fourth. We've got Minster students aplenty down to our right. New Bremen students on our shoulder to our left. Very good adult crowd here tonight, both sides of this beautiful gym at New Bremen. And both shots by Kenning are dead center. 7-point lead Minster. 7:14 to go here in the fourth. New Bremen has chopped away half that 14-point Minster advantage. The Wildcats enter the ball into the lane. It's thrown down inside to Inskeep. Ball is smacked free, tied up. Arrow favors Minster. Left of the basket, Niemeyer, the playmaker.
She looks. Oh, nice inbound play. Wide open shooter. Catches and banks it in. Nicely done on the play by the Minster Wildcats. Kayla Lamb, she shook free, not covered by New Bremen. They forgot about her. Lamb converts. 9-point game, Minster. Big hoop right there. 6:46 left in the fourth. 32-23, Minster. Here is Mia Hirschfeld on the arc for New Bremen. Has it stolen. Larger on the run out. Blocked from behind for the Cardinals. Nelson, but it's ruled a foul in the act of shooting.
23 turnovers now for the Cardinals. That's going to lose a ball game for you.
Yep, that'll spell defeat every night. Larger free throw line for Minster. Shoots it up and in. And the lead for Minster swells back to 10. 33-23. 6:37 to go here in the fourth quarter. At stake for Minster, a share of the Midwest Athletic Conference Championship. Shot again by Larger. Yep. Dead center, right on the money. 34-23 in favor of Minster. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. New Bremen over the timeline. It's Ferks. She barrels down the right side, gives to Holman. She has been silent in this game tonight. Holman down inside to Kenning. Deep left corner, it's Hirschfeld on top to Ferks. Ferks driving into the lane on Lamb, up and under. Good play. Well done by Michaela Ferks of the Cardinals. 34-25, Minster in front by 9. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. One team foul each way. Ball dealt by Minster down low on the left to Inskeep. And it's punched out of bounds by New Bremen. 6 minutes even on the clock.
Tell you what, for a freshman, Ferks is not shying away from taking that ball into the lane.
Yep, she has given this New Bremen club some spark. Minster inbounds into the lane to Inskeep. Little spin move, and she might have used that arm to create space. Referee spotted it. Foul. New Bremen possession down 9. 5:58 to go. Here's a long pass. Cardinals way down the floor to Nelson. Nelson can't catch up to it. It goes out of bounds. Ball was thrown the length of the floor. Minster gets it back.
Well, at least that turnover is not a live ball going the other way. I mean, not that you don't want the ball to score.
Right. 5:57 to go here in the fourth. Minster clings to a 9-point spread, 34-25. Niemeyer over the Cardinals logo at midcourt. She gives it up down the right side to Hemmelgarn. Ball dealt behind the arc to teammate Kayla Lamb, over guarding on Ferks, who is going for the steal. Nearly had it. Head coach Timmerman.
I'm agreeing with Coach Timmerman. For the way the game has been called, not badly. That was a touch foul compared to some of the banging we've seen.
If the Bremen crowd didn't like that one,
what a good call.
Minster inbounds down to her right. Wildcats in the half court. Hemmelgarn, Sadie Niemeyer, point high right. Flips it across the top of the circle to Hemmelgarn. Foul line extended right, Inskeep. Skip pass into the corner for Hemmelgarn. It's not a good one. It rolls away from her. Picked up on the play by New Bremen. 5:18 left in the game. 9-point contest. Enormous possession here for the Cardinals. Out high with the ball. Nelson down the right side to Ferks. Can she make something happen? Crossover dribble. Outside the lane to the right. Banks it in. What a game here by Michaela Ferks, especially final two quarters. 7-point contest. 5 minutes left. Minster in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Here is Minster. Minster's got the ball four court right, leading by seven. 4:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. Wildcats on the dribble out high. Two team fouls each way here in the fourth period. 7-point advantage, Wildcats. Niemeyer on top, picked up by Nelson. Still a zone by New Bremen. Ball thrown down low on the right to Inskeep. Shot fake over Holman. Much too strong. Rebound weak side by New Bremen. It's Burden on the go. Burden down the floor. Here comes the double team. She's sandwiched. She's got to find help. Stolen. Nice theft on the play by Hemmelgarn. 2-on-1. Hemmelgarn dishes on the play to Mesher. Hooks it up and she's fouled. Oh, big turn of events right there. New Bremen a possession to cut it to 4 or 5 and just could not set the offense.
Well, they've had a couple of those here in the third quarter and now in the fourth quarter.
Big free throws for Mesher. Swish on the first one. 35-27. Minster in the lead by 8. 4:11 to go here in the fourth period. Second foul shot, Lydia Mesher. Front rim, backboard, front rim. It is trickling through. 36-27. Minster by 9. New Bremen had cut it to 7 with 4.5 to go in the fourth. 9-point deficit for the Cardinals now, who have it on offense. It's Nelson down the right side to Ferks. Ferks tries to muscle into the lane, can't do it. On the arc to Holman. Oh, what a job Minster has done on Holman here tonight. 13-point score on the year is Chloe Holman. Minster has shut her down. And here is an offensive foul against New Bremen.
That's a good call. She's dropped a shoulder to try to get her off of her. Referee's looking right at it.
So about 4 empty possessions straight for New Bremen, which is down 9. Minster ball when we come back. Timeout on the floor. 36-27 Wildcats on scorersbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
A new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, A&M Pallet. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, established in 1986 at first. A&M Pallet repaired broken pallets for one large customer. Today, 4 decades later, A&M serves that initial customer and 200 more. You see, we specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. Purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste, reduces cost for the customers of A&M Pallet. So if you've got any scrap pallets or need to buy some or both, A&M Pallet is the one to call at 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road, Rushi. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured. Well, a misplay by Minster, and then a turnover by New Bremen. We're down to 3:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster up by 9. Oh, what a drive. Dipsy Duplay hustling toward the rim. Annie Hemmelgarn on the finish. It was a live ball turnover by New Bremen, turned into a big bucket by the Wildcats, who lead it by 11 with 2:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ferks at midcourt for the Cardinals. Down the right side to Holman, and getting a piece of it is Inskeep. It goes out of bounds. How many points for Holman, Chuck?
Holman has the three on that three-point basket that she made. She made a two and a free throw in the first quarter. She hasn't scored since. I don't think she's taken more than two more shots.
So total points, how many?
Three.
Three measly points tonight for the leading scorer on the year for New Bremen. That's the storyline of this game. Here's a drive outside the left of the lane. Guess who it is? Ferks again for New Bremen. Oh, what a power move. She was handcuffed as she took it up, scored it. She'll shoot the free throw. Three-point play chance. How many now for Ferks?
Ferks now has 12.
38-29 in favor of Minster. Ferks to convert the three-point chance, and she does. Marvelous foul shooting by the Cardinals tonight, and that's kept New Bremen in this game, 38-30. Minster in the lead by eight. Ball thrown to the post for Mesher. She's crowded, feeds low on the right to a teammate. Shot missed on the play by Inskeep. Good dish by Mesher. Foul, though, against the Cardinals. Couple of free throws here for Addie Inskeep. 2:30 left in the fourth. Minster by eight. 38-30. Foul shot is banked in by Inskeep. She says to her teammates, that's the way I planned it.
I heard her yell bank before, right when she let go of it. That hit about halfway up the square.
39-30 Minster. Two and a half to go, fourth quarter. It's been as much as 14. New Bremen has gotten within seven a couple of times. Free throw by Inskeep. Yes. 40-30.
6 for 6 in the fourth quarter, shooting free throws now for Minster.
Foul, backcourt, Minster. New Bremen played it in. Minster too aggressive. Five team fouls on New Bremen here in the fourth. Four on Minster. Ball fed in on the play by New Bremen to Nelson. Nelson up and over the timeline. 10-point game. Minster in the lead. 2:20 left. Here's Burden, head of the key, dribbling, left hand. Sets and shoots. Minster lefter. It's no good off the flange. Strong rebound by Inskeep. Here comes Minster's Niemeyer. Head coach Mike Wiss says, set it up. 2 minutes to go in the game. Minster in the lead, 40-30. Here's Larger, 30 feet out, straight away to Niemeyer. Ball flashed down the left side to Hemmelgarn, on top to Inskeep. Next foul by New Bremen, Minster will shoot. Here's Larger, hand off to Niemeyer, 30 feet away, Burden picks her up. Minute 38 to go, head coach Mike Wiss barking out signals. Here at midcourt is Lamb, almost lost it. Barhorse comes out to catch. She's double-teamed, grabbed 30 feet away by Ferks. Barhorse will shoot two. Fifth team foul on New Bremen here in the period. Lily Barhorst at the stripe. Missed the first two-thirds of the year, coming back strong for Minster, offering some nice post presence inside for the Wildcats. She's a 6'1" senior, is Barhorst. First free throw, a little too much length on it. Second shot, dips the knees. That one is in and out, tough break. Rebound Cardinals. Minute 23 and counting. Nelson over the timeline. Down the right side to Burden, who sets and shoots. Swish! Oh, that was the longest shot of the night. Right in front of head coach Andy Timmerman. Burden sized up a three. The line drive went right through. Inside of 2 minutes to go, 7-point game, timeout called. Minster ball when we come back on Scores, broadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Hey, this reminder, if you are looking for work, A&M Pallet in Arushi on Rangeline Road has entry-level positions available on its first shift, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., Friday to Sunday. You are off. Can't beat that deal. Just message A&M Pallet on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet on Facebook or phone 295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Here is the inbounds pass by Minster. Pressure by New Bremen in backcourt. Oh, Minster in trouble, gets a timeout. A minute 16 to go. Minster by 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Chuck, what did we say in the pregame? First 1-40 wins it.
Well, they got the 40 first.
Yep. Minster leads by 7, 40-33. 76 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Minster inbounds right in front of us in backcourt. Minster looking, trying to throw in. Fed to Larger in backcourt. Firks on the chase. Here comes Holman. Triple team far side. Larger in trouble. And a foul is called. Head coach Andy Timmerman says, we had the triple team there. Are you sure a foul was necessary?
It wasn't necessary. They needed the keeper right there, but somebody stuck a hand in, I guess.
Yep. Big shots here for Larger of Minster, which is up 7. A minute 9 to go. She dips the knees and flies it right through the netting. Minster 41, New Bremen 33.
They were 3 of 6 through 3 quarters, and now they've made 2, 4, 6, 7 of 9 in the fourth quarter.
Second shot by Anna Larger of Minster. It is true. Right there. 9-point advantage, Minster. 65 seconds to go. New Bremen's Nelson in backcourt. Up over the timeline against Hamelgarn. And a trip is called against Minster. And you talk about an unnecessary foul. The team in the lead commits the fifth one.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. But she tripped over her foot.
Marina Nelson shoots 2 for New Bremen, which is trailing by 9, 42-33. It is a free throw fest at the moment. Nelson pushes it up and in, 42-34.
Marina 5 for 5 from the free throw line.
That New Bremen on the game is probably, what, 85%?
Yeah, they're 16 of 19.
Second shot, good. That's 17 of 20. You know what that is, Chuck? 17 of 20 is 85%. Steal by New Bremen, which is down 7. Bad pass, Minster. Up the floor, Cardinals. And the Cardinals fumble it away.
Minster on the theft. In backcourt, it is Niemeyer down the left side to Hemmelgarn to Larger. 38 seconds to go. 7-point lead, New Bremen. Cardinals on defense. Minster doesn't dare shoot it. New Bremen's got a chase and foul. Nelson comes out and hooks Niemeyer with 27.9 to go. And Minster in the lead by 7, 42-35. Boy, Chuck, if New Bremen could have clipped its turnovers by, oh, just say 25 or 33%, they would have been in this game right to the very finish.
Yeah, they've got 27 for the game.
Oh. Foul shot rims out to Niemeyer. Second one upcoming. 42-35. 7-point lead for Minster. You can hear the boys' student section from New Bremen in my left ear, no doubt. Second shot, good, but Niemeyer, 43-35, Minster by 8, New Bremen in backcourt, having difficulty, 10-second count is on, Ferks to the middle of the floor, top of the circle, drives, feeds Burden on the arc, long trifecta, short, rebound down to Larger, 8 seconds to go, Minster 43, New Bremen 35, and that's the way it will wind up, 8-point win, Minster! And the Wildcats get a share of the Midwest Athletic Conference Championship. Minster 43, New Bremen 35. Don't think the Cardinals got it below 7 in the second half of this game. Biggest lead for Minster 14. New Bremen once led by 6, 10-4. Defensive job by Minster. Turned over New Bremen almost 30 times and snuffed out the offense from the Cardinals' leading scorer on the year, Chloe Holman. 8-point win, Minster will return to begin to close out our presentation on scorersbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Oh, do you need the right solution for true comfort? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will be at your beck and call. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Minster girls just awarded a trophy for sharing the MAC championship here in girls basketball 2023-24. 8-point win tonight over New Bremen. St. Henry was in action this evening. Marion Local and Versailles were done a week ahead of tonight. They finished 7-2 in the MAC. Win the night by Minster, 7-2 finish for the Wildcats. A St. Henry victory tonight, and St. Henry would close out at 7-2 as well. A four-way deadlock atop the Midwest Athletic Conference. Might note that we've got girls action coming up for you here in the not-too-distant future. Next Wednesday night, the Sydney girls play in the Division I basketball tournament. We'll have the Sydney Yellow Jackets
on scoresbroadcast.com Wednesday night. Boys action tomorrow night in the Shelby County Athletic League. Bodkins Anna at 6:45. And more action for you on Saturday evening. Stay abreast of our website for an update on this weekend and next week's schedule. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and highlight our stars of this game.
Well, looking on the New Bremen side, they were led by freshman Michaela Ferks. Boy, she had 13, and 9 of those were in the second half. She was terrific. They got 9 from Bird. She had 3 threes. 8 from Nelson. I was impressed with her. She's just a junior. They only scored 12 in the first half, scored 23 in the second half, just not quite enough. On the Minster side, Anna Larger led them with 12, and then typically they had Inskeep with 8, they had Lamb with 8, and they had Mesher with 7. I'm going to go with Michaela Ferks as the player for New Bremen, and the Clancy's player of the game for Minster, Anna Larger.
Fine lady performers here tonight in this game at New Bremen, won by Minster by 8 points. This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Hey, we've got one more little bad stretch of weather coming. Who knows what March will offer, but you'd better get a good grip on the road with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. And within a few miles, free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Congrats to the Minster Wildcats here tonight. They earn a share of the MAC championship, finishing with a 7-2 mark. Mike Wiss's club defeats New Bremen by 8 points here in the game this evening. New Bremen Cardinals, by virtue of this setback, finish 10-12 on the regular season, 4-5 in the MAC, and have a tournament game coming up 1 week from last night against Spencerville. Now that game is at Spencerville. Spencerville, the higher seed. New Bremen at Spencerville next Wednesday evening in the D4 postseason tournament. And by the way, the Minster Wildcats play Ridgemont also on the 21st of February. Minster winding up 16-6 and 7-2 in the MAC. And again, keep abreast of our website for our updated schedule. It is in a state of flux, will be now for the next 2 to 3 weeks as tournament play will start. And we've got games at different times on different nights, very much unlike the regular season. Be with us tomorrow night for sure from Botkins. It is Anna and Botkins, SCAL action. Second, third place at stake. Should be a good game tomorrow night, Chuck.
Should be a good one. I mean, both teams very talented. Anna beat Rushi, and Botkins trying to finish second. So, I mean, the winner of that game,
if Anna wins,
the winner is second. If Anna, it's going to be a tie if Anna wins it because they're one game behind. So.
Yes, if Anna wins, they split second place with three losses. If Botkins wins tomorrow night, Botkins earns second. Anna finishes third in the SCAL on the boys' side. Thanks so much for joining us tonight online on scoresbroadcast.com. Very good crowd, fine atmosphere here at New Bremen. Outstanding game, just a better defensive performance turned in by the Minster Wildcats for sure. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at New Bremen. Minster Wildcats earn a share of the MAC championship, downing the New Bremen Cardinals in the Route 66 rivalry, 43-35.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tire. Geyers, Geyers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.